You'll get by with a little help from John Lennon. It's Questions for Lennon.
Ho! Welcome to Questions for Lennon, the advice podcast where we answer questions emailed in from our listeners. I'm your host, European rock and roll guitarist John Lennon, and I've got a great guest for you. I'm sitting right across from him. And, you know, this is more of a new friend, but we met in exciting circumstances. Let me just introduce him. You know him from the hot hit. Would you call it a hot hit?
I will call it a hit that was supposed to be hot, and it's still hot if you see it.
A hit hot hip-hop.
Yeah, a hip-hop hit.
A hip-hop hit movie pop star. Yeah. And in the up-and-coming Fat Camp and Handsome, ladies and gentlemen, it's Chris Redd.
What's up?
What's up? What is up?
Yo, John. You know, man, I ain't know much about you because black people don't. But when I met you, it was a great, you know, that exorcism. We met at an exorcism, people.
What a wild time that was.
It was.
Well, let's talk about that because, you know, the listener at home right now or on the car or in the iPod shuffle or whatever is saying, okay, exorcism. Did I just hear exorcism?
Yeah,
what's
man.
Going on?
Yes, if you didn't think it was real, it's very real.
It got wild.
It's so weird. It was. I was just walking in the woods, which is not normal for a nigga like me. Can I say that? Well, I already did.
You know, I don't. I'll tell you one thing, Chris. I'm not going to say it.
I would hope not.
I'm not going to start saying it. How dare you?
I wouldn't dare. What's I would?
You can say anything you want here. I don't think we have any restrictions.
Nah, man. So I was walking in the woods, you know what I'm saying, eating popcorn, living my truest self, and I hear screams.
Popcorn is your truest. You know, I love popcorn.
I love
popcorn. We've never talked about popcorn.
I know. I like the oven-baked popcorn. You know what I mean?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. When you put the foil on it and the foil gets bigger.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I get all my popcorn from the movie theaters.
You can just collect popcorn from different movie theaters?
Yeah, I'll go out and I'll say, give me two extra larges because, you know, I'll need it for the whole week.
Man, you know what? That is cost effective. I appreciate that. I think I should do that later.
It's cost effective because it's the best popcorn you can get. There's no denying it.
Yeah. Does popcorn get old? I feel like it does, right?
It gets old to the point if you can't chew through it, leave it alone.
That's
the first bit of advice for the show tonight.
Yeah. If you can't eat it, it's probably not edible.
You suck on it for about 15 minutes tops, and if you can't break through it, you're done.
I can't suck on pecan, player. I can't suck on pecan.
That's fine. That's fine. And stay away from the kernels.
Yeah.
Protect your teeth.
Yeah, you got to protect those teeth, man.
So I jumped in there. You're living your truest self.
Living my truest self, I hear screams like blood curdling, you know what I mean? And I was like, who's screaming like that? So I walk into this house. Lo and behold, it's a priest and a demon inside of a lady. But like, what was more crazy was John Lennon was dead. And I was like, I thought you was dead.
I know. Well, let me tell my side of the story. I had been in a frisbee tournament, you know, frisbee golf.
Yeah.
And I was playing with my best friend, Ringo. He and I had joined this. It was a fundraising thing, but we snuck in because we didn't want to pay for it, and we just wanted to play good frisbee
Special
golf.
Special friendship, keeping it edgy.
So we were playing, and I looked at him. I said, "This, if I could start swaying, this motherfucker's really going to fly away.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a hole in one, and you can, you know, eat my hat when I'm done."
Yeah.
And he said, "You'll never do it." So I gave it a wing, and away the frisbee went.
Just on an invention.
It took a wind.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
I mean, also, great.
Good,
that frisbee.
Great.
Free.
That's a good way of looking at it.
You know what I mean? That frisbee was like, this is my best time. This is the best time I've ever had.
That's a great way of looking at it.
Yeah, man.
Because you're thinking, this is just plastic. It has no thoughts. But you realize it does have
it
thoughts.
It does.
And it wants to fly.
The wind met the frisbee. It was really love. It's a story of love is what you're talking about.
Yes, when frisbee met wind, the love was no end.
And frisbee was like, "Hey, wind." And wind was like, "Let me carry you." And that's what it did.
Let me protect you, and let me drop you down safely through the window of ended up being an exorcism.
There's no way to know where love's gonna take you, guys.
That's true. It could take you to a priest ripping demons out of a crazy woman. So I walk into the room where I see my frisbee go, and I walk in. what do I see? A chair whizzing around the room.
Oh, just
and
whizzing.
I said, I may have walked onto a set of, you know, Doctor Strange. I'm on a big Doctor Strange kick.
Yeah?
Yeah, I saw it a week ago, and I love it.
I still got to see it, man. You know, it's something about a white man with just a cape that he could just flip around like it's long hair.
Chris, it's not just the cape. He's got a full set of clothing on.
Oh, but the cape, man, that's what makes it. It's the cape.
The cape makes it. Well, the cape does. I don't want to give you any spoilers, but the cape is red, and it's... Wait a minute.
I'm red.
I just saw your ears perk right up.
I'm a cape. I am a cape, y'all.
I want to get to your last name in a minute, because I've got a lot of questions about it. Mm-hmm. So there I am, I see the chair whizzing around, and I say, this is not going to be good, but I got to stay and watch.
Right.
And, you know, about 2 minutes later, you walked in.
Yeah, man. I walked in, popcorn in hand, like, holy shit, yo, this is real. And the demon was like, get out. And I'm like, nah, I feel like y'all going through a thing right now.
You said, because I was about to leave, but I heard you say, no, I'm going to stay here and help.
Yeah,
and I
did.
Said, all right, well, that if he's helping, I better stick around and help. I can't just walk out.
Yeah, exactly. So then, you know, me and John, not knowing each other, teamed up. It was like The Rock and like a dead legend. And we were like fucking in there, standing there, really like present in the moment. That's how we helped. We like moral support, which, you know, when dealing with spirits means more.
We didn't know any of the incantations or the prayers or anything. So nah. We just said, you gotta go.
Yeah.
You have to leave this woman alone.
Yo, the demon threw up on me though, and that was dope. Because
you like that.
Yeah, I hated that outfit.
I did. Well, that's great. What better way to get rid of an outfit than go to an exorcism?
Well, my girlfriend had bought the shirt, and I was like, I don't want to wear this shirt. If I wear this shirt, something gonna happen to it. Lo and behold, a demon threw up on it.
I'll wear it into the woods. Surely they'll get some dirt on it. But lucky for you, you got more than dirt.
I got more than dirt. I got an experience that lasts me a lifetime.
Do you still have the shirt, or did you throw it right away?
No, actually, the shirt became possessed, and we had to get rid of it.
The button started zooming around.
Yeah, it started crawling on its own. I was like, that's disgusting.
Okay. That's too much.
That's
when your clothing starts crawling away from you, you know it wasn't meant to be.
It's just not. It's not love at all.
Because you don't think, just like Frisbees, you don't think of T-shirts and button-ups or just slacks or anything having any type of brain.
Nah, you don't. But you know what? After watching Sausage Party, I just think of the world differently now.
You don't eat anything from a grocery store.
Oh, I eat all that shit.
Oh, you do? I still do.
I just consider myself a serial killer of food.
I see. Yeah, no effect on you then.
Nah, I was like, oh.
Oh, good for you.
Feels bad for those Polish sausages, but I'm still going to barbecue.
Stick with it.
Yeah.
You got to stick with your gut.
Yeah,
and
man.
And fill your gut.
Yeah, exactly.
With food.
That's exactly how you eat.
It goes from the teeth right to the gut.
Every time. Well, except for that demon who threw up on my shirt and I burned the shirt.
That's too bad. Hey, I mentioned before, I want to talk about your last name.
Yeah, Red, R-E, 2 D's.
2 D's.
Yeah.
That's exactly the point I want to get to.
Yep.
Now, come on, is that a stage name or that's how you were born with 2 D's?
That is how I was born. I thought that was a name that they made up. Until I got to L.A. and I met my first white Red. She was a bartender.
I see.
And she's like, that's my last name. And I was like, holy shit. This is the second thing I said to her ever in life. I was like, oh shit. Your family at one point owned mine.
And hold on. Did she immediately turn red?
She was like, oh, don't say that. That's no. Like, we can't know history. Like, that's what history is.
It's things that happened.
It's things that happened.
It happened.
There's only one way to explain it.
Right.
Because Red is a German name is what I heard. She told me.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, it's German. I didn't know that. I just thought it was ours. And it clearly isn't.
It's too. Well, the
we reclaimed it.
Well, that's good.
Like we reclaimed nigga in buses. We can sit anywhere now.
That's true. All right, because I thought the name was, I thought you added the extra D.
You know what?
Because the I is drawn right to it.
I'm always so impressed by how people change a little thing about their name and it becomes like something major.
Right.
You know, like Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, boom. What?
Yeah.
Well, more records sold.
It hits your ear. It pokes you right in the ear.
Yeah, I wish I had that. I wish I just woke up in like a cold sweat. I was like, extra D, you know what I mean?
put a third D on it.
Oh.
It's working so far.
Oh man, people still don't get it. They still want to use the other D for whatever reason.
Do you ever have the, you know, feeling you want to take that D off and put it somewhere else?
Yeah, I just don't know where to put it. You know what I'm saying? Right now.
What about Chris with an apostrophe D, red?
Oh,
one
that,
D.
Oh, everybody Christ. Would sound so stupid talking to
you. You got Chris.
Yeah, you got Chris.
Red. I tried it. You know, I tried a stage name once. I tried a Josiah Laptop.
Wow.
And this was back in the 60s.
Well,
and
there were no laptops.
Well, no, there were no laptops. So everyone was saying, what are you talking about? And I said, it just sounds right to me. The irony being, of course, that I have no idea how to use my computer.
Right, right.
My current computer. It's, oh, the whole thing.
What kind of computer do you have?
I got an Apple laptop, Apple, whatever it is, you know.
You have an Apple laptop?
I don't know. I take it to the Genius Store, and every time they say, you got to clear off, you got so many GIFs. On your homepage, your screen top page. I don't know. When you open up the computer.
Yeah, it's just a lot of things coming at you at once.
And I said, I'm not putting them in a folder because then I'll have too many folders.
Yeah, well, you know what? You can only have so many folders.
That's what I keep telling them. I get in so many fights with them.
So many fights with these geniuses?
Screaming matches. Exactly. And don't call yourself a genius if you're just going to, you know, come in from the food court and tell me what to do.
Yeah. Geniuses do not belong in food courts.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm bringing you next time because maybe two voices will be bigger than one.
Oh, yeah. Or at least I'll be a louder one. You know, and I'll be like, yo, genius, get up from in front of that Dunkin' Donuts telling me how to live my life.
I've had it with them.
Yeah. Also, I love Dunkin' Donuts.
The problem, well, sure, everyone loves Dunkin' Donuts. The problem with me and the genius bars, I've got about $5,000 worth of Apple Bucks.
You have Apple Bucks?
Over the years, people give me gift certificates.
Really?
And it's about $5,000 at this point.
You could buy so many things with that. Well, 1.5 things with that.
I'd basically be buying, you know, puzzles for myself, because you can't figure out these laptops and iPhones.
You could buy a laptop that works as your iPhone and cheaper headphones.
If only. If only there was a way that could be simple.
I mean, these look. John, if you're going to be not dead, you gotta get with the time.
I know it. That's Ringo tells me it all the time.
You know, you got to get yourself a laptop. Takes pictures. You know what I mean? Look, have a genius load up instructions on your iPad for your iPad.
That should be my homepage.
Yeah.
How to work this thing.
See? You see how I help your life all the time, man? Look, my PayPal set up. You can hit me up.
I'm writing that down.
You are a very loud writer.
I know. I use the sharpest pencils you can find and the hardest paper.
Yeah.
You know when you're out and about, maybe sightseeing or something, and you see that one family, the one dad or mom who's holding up an iPad.
Yeah.
And taking a picture with the iPad.
Yeah.
Does it ever work? No, you always see them go right back to it. Hold on. This didn't work. Use your phone.
Just use your phone.
An iPad photo never works. And you look, if I can just say it, stupid.
You do look stupid because you out here with a family? Fuck that. You know what I mean? I'm all about that lonely life.
Oh, I see. What you think is stupid is the family.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Well,
y'all love each other and shit? Like, by force?
Some
Fuck
people
that.
Do.
Yeah, I don't like this
You
shit.
Don't think it happens.
Be lonely.
Be lonely? Well, you just said you had a girlfriend.
Well, yeah, but I was lying.
Did you buy that shirt for yourself?
Yeah.
And you bought the wrong shirt.
Have you ever been walking in a store and look at a shirt and you're like, that looks really great on a mannequin, and you realize when you put it on that you're not a mannequin, but you already bought it and you're
right.
at home?
Right. And then you're haggling with, how can I get that mannequin?
Yeah, really.
They say, we don't sell the mannequin.
All I really wanted was the mannequin. But, you know, I got the shirt because I thought I was a normal person.
I've gone in so many times to a H&M.
Yeah.
And I said, all I want to do is buy some hangers. And they said, well, here's some hangers, but you got to buy the shirt.
What does H&M stand for?
I think it...
Him and man.
I
always think it's... Like, I'm like, what is it? Him and man.
That's who we'll sell to.
Or her and mom.
That's it.
Yeah.
I can't think of any more.
Hillsdale and Macraby. I just want these two people to be a thing.
Or hoops and meat.
Hoops and meat.
Right.
Or how and maybe. Because that's what I think shopping in H&M is. You're just walking around, you're like, how? How would anybody wear that?
Maybe. You know, every bit of clothing I own has always never come to me as a definite thing. Yeah. It's always a question. Is this going to work? Am I going to fit?
Should I wear this?
No. And, you know, the question ends up, or the answer ends up being no most of the time.
Yeah.
That's why I stick to my white suits. All the time.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's a very risky situation. You can't be just out here in these streets wearing white all the time, man. That's crazy. Well, looking like a damn angel.
Sometimes I feel like an angel.
Yeah, well, you know what? Some people will probably agree with you.
Yeah, some people see me and they can't believe I'm alive.
I can't.
But you believe it now.
Well,
when we first met, you said, this seems strange.
Yeah.
And I said, it'll grow on you.
Also, I've been high for 3 years.
Jesus, that must be one long joint.
It is. It's a lot of dedication, but also my longest commitment.
You what?
Also, my longest commitment.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, throw yourself a party.
I try to. I was nervous people aren't going to show up to the right place.
Well, you got to get the Evites out.
See, I don't like Evites.
I don't understand what an Evite is. That's what my Genius Bob quote unquote friend told me.
So you're just throwing out terms that you learned from Genius Bob?
Well, I figure if I don't understand it, maybe I'll pass it along to someone who can explain it to me.
Well, the Evites are basically a thing where people say yes to, but like don't really mean it.
You never show up to an Evite party.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we'll be there. But I love now that Evites have like, yes, maybe, and nah. I love the nahs. Nah, man, fuck that.
You know what I don't like on an Evite or some type of electronic invite?
Yeah.
When it says, yes, I'll definitely be there, or something like, no, this is not important to me.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's awful.
I'm saying I don't like you, but this event is important to me.
You know what? You know what's the most condescending one, though?
Which one?
Is when they ask, like, when you can put interested. What the fuck does that even mean? Like, are you going to come to my party?
I'm interested.
What? Are you fucking kidding me? I'm interested in a lot of things.
How about this one? I've opened the email. That's a button.
Yeah.
I haven't read anything yet, but I'm currently reading.
Yeah. I need a button where it's just like, I grazed it and I did, and went on with my day. I would need that to be a whole button.
I'm mocking this as unread because I don't want to answer no right now.
Yeah. There doesn't even be a button like, I like you, don't like the thought of you throwing a party, might forget about this thing. That needs to be a button as well.
I'm saying yes, but I'm not coming.
Yeah. I want to be there, but there are other things better than this that night.
Being polite.
Yeah.
Send gifts back to me.
I'm passive aggressive. I don't know where our friendship stands. Like, these are buttons that need to be...
Then by that point, you're reading emails that are just buttons. All right, let's get into some of these questions. People have emailed in some questions, and they need some help.
Hell yeah, hope they're not Evites.
All right, no, not yet. And for any listeners out there, do not send me an Evite to anything.
Send me all the Evites so I can be interested in them.
Send all the Evites to Chris Red at Mapple.Crapple. Okay, here we go. Hi, John Lennon and guest. I should mention this. Some people have started getting the picture, but a lot of people don't write. And, you know, hi, John Lennon and Chris Redd. Because they didn't know you were going to be here.
No,
they just don't.
They had no idea.
You can't blame them, but I don't, if you're hurt by that, I can see why.
Well, I'm not, you know.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You just got to live your life.
All right, great. So, hi, John Lennon and Chris Redd, I should say. Okay. What do you do when you're feeling lonely? All my friends are moving away, are getting married, and I feel a little left behind. Any advice? Thanks, Frankie. Frankie?
Frankie.
All right, Frank.
Frankie, is that his name is Frankie?
That's all he or she wrote. Frankie could be a girl's name.
Frankie could be a girl's name.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay, Frankie. Number one, stop having friends. That's your fucking problem. You out here having friends, getting to know people, so you lose things. Be by your fucking self. You can't never lose yourself, and if you do, you still got yourself. You know what I mean? So you could be lost in the woods by yourself, eating popcorn, wearing a shirt you hate, or... you could be with friends and then watch them all die and leave you for love and family. You know what I'm saying? So, Frankie, what I say you do is join a cult.
Well, let me counter that, Chris.
Okay.
You went out in the woods lonely and look what you ended up with.
A friend.
Exactly.
And a demonic shot I had to shoot with a shotgun.
Exactly.
And
so you had a little bit of an adventure, a story to tell on your friend's podcast.
Okay.
Well, all right. So, but I know where you're coming from.
I'm me. Frankie, you're not me, Frankie.
You'll never be him, Frankie.
You'll never be me, Frankie.
Here's my suggestion for you, Frankie. And this could work, it might not work.
Yeah.
Get inside your friend's luggage. When they're leaving, give them as a gift, as a going away gift, a huge piece of luggage. And I think you know where I'm going. Get inside that piece of luggage.
Yeah.
Then when they get to the new place, the new home, you leap out of it and say, I'm here. Yeah. I'm your friend now. I came with you. And they'll probably have been expecting it.
Yeah.
And have an extra room in the home for you. And you live with your friends now.
I think that's a pretty good idea. Kind of dated because airports are tight. So if you really want to go another route, you could just order them a cake for their wedding, be inside the cake, jump out of the cake with some luggage. Like, I am now your roommate.
So you're still giving them a gift of luggage?
Yeah.
That's great.
But it's your luggage.
Oh, so you're sharing your luggage with them.
I am. Yeah, yeah. You empty the luggage out with your shit in it, and you're like, now you can use this luggage.
Yeah. Dump it into a drawer that you got to live in and say, I don't want to put this away. Now it's yours.
It's yours now.
Also, and that spill of that orange juice spill in the kitchen, that's yours too.
Hell yeah.
Congratulations.
And I also peed in this cake. It was a very long flight.
So eat it.
So don't eat to the filling.
Only eat the frosting.
Eat around that shit. You'll be all right.
Everyone loves just what type of frosting are you eating these days?
Man, I'm a big fan of the lemon frosting.
Is that so?
Yeah, super thin. I don't like thick shit. I don't like fluffy frosting. It's just too much.
You know what I've been doing lately?
What's that?
I've been making cakes. Unbounded.
Easy.
Classic. I can't stop.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
And the frosting is basically whipped butter. That's all I'm putting on it.
Whipped butter.
And I'm eating butter cakes. And my dentist doesn't like it. My doctor is pissed off at me.
Oh man, your arteries must be clogged and also rotting.
They're not doing well.
Yeah.
No, you can see how much I'm sweating here.
Yeah.
Struggling to breathe.
Which is very surprising due to the fact you're dead.
Well, I'm not. Hold on a second. I'm still alive.
Okay.
I died.
Yeah.
I came back to life.
Right.
Because I wanted to. Anyone can do it.
You know what? I believe in myself enough.
You can come back to life.
I mean, I'm not trying to test the theory out like right now.
Yeah, don't do it yet.
But when I have to.
It's better of a must-do situation.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's like back against the wall type of deal. Yeah,
yeah. You don't want to go test it because maybe it wouldn't work for everyone. I'm not a scientist.
You're not.
We should have asked that priest who was doing the exorcism. We didn't talk to him at all. That was weird.
I feel like he had a lot of questions or a lot of answers to the questions that you would have about your situation.
Right. You and I just walked. Exactly. Mm. He could have answered everything, but you and I just walked outside and said, geez, your shirt is a mess. And you said, no, it's a great thing. I said, well, explain that to me. And we didn't stop and talk to him at all.
You know what's great, though, is that you and the demon didn't know each other. That's how I knew that you were on the right side of things.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because that would have been creepy.
I felt embarrassed there. When he zoomed out of the woman's body, he picked up a pencil and a notepad and said, been a fan for a long time. Can I get an autograph? I said, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, and everything was escalating so well as far as fear and scary moments.
Right.
And then he stopped for that and it kind of took me out of it. And I was
this is not scary at all.
We're all the same. We're all little demons inside.
Right. We came out into the woods, for one reason or another, but we're hoping a little bit to get scared.
Yeah.
Anytime you go into the woods, that's what you want.
Sometimes you got to feel alive.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, normally you'll need the woods to feel alive. Or dead.
I don't know where I'm going. You know what I just did? I said, like I was going to finish the sentence. I shouldn't even said it.
Yeah.
I've got nothing to say. I have nothing to add to that. No, I'm not going to say anything. All right, Frankie. I think it helped.
Yo, I think we tackled your issues, Frankie.
Or you know what you can do? Get Google glasses.
What do they do?
They let you talk to your friends when they move away. They have to wear them all as well, but that's what you can do.
So you got to buy something that other people that you
don't
talk
have.
Have to also buy.
Right.
So that's going to last no time. You know who did that? Time ports. You remember those things?
No.
They were these two-way, they were two-way pagers.
Oh.
But they were Fabulous, the rapper Fabulous used to use them all the time.
Okay.
And you basically, they were like little flip-up screens.
Oh.
And you used to just text people.
Oh, that rings a bell.
Yeah, and we used to, but you had to, I bought one, oh shit, I'm fly as hell now, I got a time port. Now I realized that no one else could buy these things, and so now I'm the only motherfucker with a time port with no one to talk to.
You're time porting to the customer services people, that's about it.
I was like, I'm playing games on it. They're like, who you talking to? Nobody yet. You buying a time port? No, I can afford that shit.
Any plans tonight, customer service? Yeah. What's going on?
All this drug money used for this time port, and no one else has one. Just
well, lesson learned, I suppose.
Yeah, man.
Could you make phone calls on those?
Nah.
It was just for texting.
Wow. It was like a step above a pager.
What year was this?
Oh, 18 for now. It was
it was Benjamin Franklin's first invention. It was the time pole.
It was like 2000 and like 2.
Jesus, it must have been a month long.
Oh my God. Yeah, it didn't last long at all, man. I feel like I had it for a while, but it did, yeah. Like, they started just making, like, cell phones better, and then it's like, oh, well, this is stupid. Because you couldn't even, like, text other cell phones, which was the dumbest shit.
It was just a it's like a walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
Less helpful walkie-talkie.
Exactly. Well. But you got to check emails. But I wasn't getting emails. I was a child. I was like, who's emailing me?
The bus is late from the bus driver.
Thanks, Franklin.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Franklin, the bus driver. And thank you, Frankie.
Yeah.
So get yourself a time port, and that'll do it.
Yep. You'll be good. Stay in touch with your friends.
All right, let's move on. Hi, John. This is Ronnie. Am I going to have bad dreams if I drink too much milk before bed?
Why are you out here drinking all that milk? I don't understand why you want to drink so much milk. I don't get that. Who goes to bed like that?
Some people, and this is a new thing that's happening, people have soft bones.
It's soft bone.
It could be a soft bone thing.
Yeah, man, I get it. I saw this guy walk to the train station and he just collapsed because he had soft bones.
Really? You sure he wasn't afraid of trains? Because that's another thing. Train fear is big these days.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. There was a train. But he did collapse, and I was like, what happened? He's like, my bones. And I was like, why is he yelling that? And I read about the soft bone theory, and I was like, well, that's interesting. Still won't be drinking milk before bed. I just feel like that, like, induces a lot of farts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's for sure.
And a lot of, and it's a lot of shitting.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Ronnie. If you do have soft bones, keep going with the milk.
Yeah,
I'm no doctor. Chris is no doctor. I'm not going to say stop with the milk. You got to drink milk to keep those bones hard. But I will say this. If everyone knows that the last thing you have right before, you know, to drink or eat before you go to bed is what you're going to dream about. You know, if you have a lot of milk, you'll probably have a lot of dreams about cows or something. You know, people talk about, oh, I had a dream that I was flying. You know, people tell me that all the time. Yeah. You know, John, I had a dream last night. I fell out of a building and I flew away. And I said, well, okay, answer me this. What did you have before bed? 9 times out of 10, it's duck.
Is duck.
Because a duck can fly. You understand?
Duck can fly.
Yeah. It's going to give you that type of dream.
A duck also has soft bones.
That's true. That is very true.
The connections are crazy here today. Ronnie? Yeah.
You know, if you have a dream, you know, when your teeth fall out, you probably just swallowed one of your teeth.
I mean, which is just classic. Classic.
So many times, you know, so you'll swallow your own tooth and not even realize
it. Every year, 50% of people never swallow their teeth.
And that's worldwide. 50% never do.
Never, ever, ever swallow their teeth.
Now, that's great because you got to look at the other side of the set.
Yeah.
50% do always.
Always.
Always swallow their teeth.
On purpose.
You heard it here first. 50% of people are swallowing their teeth.
I mean, popping them like Pez.
Popping them out with your tooth, but with your tongue.
And swallowing a shit out of teeth. Also dying very early in their lives.
You're talking about these teeth swallowers?
Yeah. Oh.
They're a strange group.
That's actually a slur, John. Teeth swallowers is a slur and should never be said.
All right. Fair enough.
But I say it.
But I will say that you got to stop swallowing your teeth.
Yeah. I would suggest everyone stop doing that immediately.
Again, not doctors.
Nah.
We're not doctors.
Not even educated, really.
We can just really just give you what we think is correct.
And that's all that we can do. And that's what the message of today is. Do your best.
Do your best to not swallow your teeth and drink as much milk as you can if you have soft bones.
If you're in the woods, bring popcorn. It could be a long walk.
And if you ever do stumble across an exorcism, get the names of the priest and the person being exorcised. Because that's, you know, you don't know who you're dealing with.
You never know. Also, get to know the demon. Know why he's there. Why he chose this woman, you know? That's important information to have.
Talk to them, because in the end, they could end up being a friend.
And everyone loves a connection.
And everyone needs people to drive them to the airport.
I put my teeth on it. That's weird. I was trying to think of a slogan.
Make a bunch of friends. I'll bet my teeth on it. If anyone's out there who wants to make that up as a Live Strong style bracelet,
yeah,
by all means, go for it.
I'll put my teeth on it.
All right, Frankie. Whoops, that was Ronnie.
That was Ronnie.
My many apologies.
Yeah.
You know, I take my hat off and beg for your apology on that one.
Please don't make John take his hat off.
I never combed my hair. Do you like this hat?
Yeah, the hat's nice, man.
I got one of those, you know, furry hats that the English guardsmen wear.
Yeah, man. It's like, those guys have so much patience.
Oh, they do.
I wonder if they're interesting people.
The ones I've met, they are.
Yeah.
But they know it's mostly interesting talk about the hats.
Yeah, I feel like they're big hat guys and big standing guys.
They've got the biggest, strongest feet you've ever seen.
Upstanding gentlemen.
Upstanding hatmen. Okay, let's move on to another question. Dear John and valued guest.
Hey.
I didn't even have to make that up. That's written right there.
I feel like I'm a product in a store.
Good for you. That's fantastic. I'm glad someone did that.
Yeah.
Took the initiative to say, hey, I know someone else is going to be here. I'm going to include them.
That's amazing.
I've been applying for a few jobs lately, and I always have trouble writing cover letters. It feels like bragging, but being overly modest won't get me the job. Do you have any tips on how to write a great cover letter? Thank you very much, and love to Ringo. Andrew Root.
Andrew Root, for one. Wow, what a name. Love that name, Andrew Root. Your cover letter is a brag.
That's right.
It's a brag. Look, I don't mean to equate this to rap, but that's exactly what I am about to do. Is no one wants to see an insecure cover letter. No one wants to see an insecure rapper.
Right.
You need to brag. That's what you do.
Right.
Your cover letter should start with, I'm the shit, ho. Now, here's why.
and should always end with fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck you don't hire me. I know my words.
Oh, fuck you, I don't even want this job.
You know, matter of fact, the longer I do this cover letter, the more I know I don't like this shit or anybody in your establishment. But here are my credentials.
if I do come back around needing the job.
Yo, you hit me up if I want you to.
So, fill the whole entire cover letter with swear words.
Yeah, for sure. Lead with that. A lot of confidence. Exude confidence.
Right. Don't write this. I'll see cover letters for people who want to work on the show here. Cleaning the microphones or whatever jobs we have. And they say, you know, dear John, Mr. Lennon, can I please have a job? I understand if you won't hire me. What are you talking about? All I want is the person we ended up hiring just gave me a picture of them cleaning a microphone. And I mean, said, okay, you've done the job. You're great.
Straight to the point.
I don't even know the person's name.
Yeah, straight to the point, man. Yeah, I think you should take many pictures of yourself already working the job you're going in for.
That's right.
Sneak into that job as one of the employees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this will take a lot of skills as far as following an employee around for a week.
Right.
Getting down their schedule, right? Kidnapping a little bit, put them in their trunk, dress like them.
Yep.
Go into the job, do the job, take selfies everywhere, right?
Exactly.
For about a week long.
Right.
Then you go into the interview, mm-hmm. and they're like, what makes you qualified for the job? Bam! Cover letter. Pictures. Bitch, I already been doing it. Ask Bradley.
What makes me qualified? I saw, you know, moved 500 units that week.
Yeah.
Well, that's what makes me, you know, again, swear, fucking qualified.
Fucking qualified. I moved 500 units as another person. It ain't me.
It ain't.
Come on.
I don't even work here. So, you know, I'm kind of dumb because I'm working for free.
Yeah.
But I worked for free for you.
And that is the most important part of it. I work for free for you.
Write that at the end. After fuck you, write, I work for free for you.
Now, this strategy is not going to make you any money. But what it is going to do is get you arrested for something real.
It's going to give you a story.
And that's what we all want
in
at the end of the day.
It's just all it is. It's all about going out and having a story to tell people.
Yeah, that's all you want. I want a story read to me every night by a lady.
Yeah, red with two D's, I bet you'd say.
Yeah, you should say that in school. They were like, red, have you read a book? I had really stupid bullies.
Well, had you read the book?
No.
Well.
I should have, but I was on this Goosebumps book and I was having a great time with those.
Also, wait a minute. What kind of type of bully is worried about if you're reading?
Yeah. Well, they was trying to find something to say about my last name. They were fucking idiots.
There's not much to it.
Yeah. They're like, oh, have you read it before?
I used to get a lot of, hey, John, you know, I'll lift up your top of your head and take a shit in your brain. You know, I'm not a toilet. Good luck lifting, you know, the cranium open. You can't do it without the proper saw.
That's weird. Why would somebody want to take... That's like so much things you have to do before you shit.
They were mean people.
Yeah, man. I don't have that much patience.
The bullies of Liverpool were, you know, specific and mean.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? You became a star.
That's true.
Legend, even.
Well, some might say.
Yeah.
Some might say. I try not to say it. I know I am a legend, but I try not to say it.
Well, and that's modesty.
As humble as you can be.
Which is something you do not want to do on your cover letter.
Right. Don't say that you're John Lennon on your cover letter because they'll think you're crazy.
Yeah, or impressive.
Ooh. If you do, I'll say this. If you're trying to join a rock and roll band and they need a cover letter, take a picture of yourself with your guitar. And have your arm sort of wheeling around like it's moving really quickly.
Right.
That's impressive.
Easy.
Very easy.
Get it done. Get it done and then leave.
And then get the job.
Yeah.
All right. Who was this? Andrew Root. You know, root yourself in your cover letter.
Yeah, man. Andrew getting down to those roots, baby. I love that. Have you seen the movie Root, Andrew Root?
Andrew, we want you to write back and say, have you seen Roots?
Yeah. I want it to be no so bad that he reads it, sends it, and never looks at the movie. No, I have not.
Put that on your cover letter.
How is it? Yeah. Just ask questions about Roots on your cover letter.
Yeah, that sounds about right. All right, good luck, Andrew.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to wrap it up. What do you say?
Hey, man. I've had a good time.
I've had a good time, too. And you know what? I want to get out of here because these Slurpee coupons I have for 7-Eleven,
yeah,
they expire today, so we need to get those.
They do. And those Slurpees, they all melt by 12 o'clock.
Exactly. You know, 7-Eleven's got to change that policy and stop putting, on most of the, you know, windows of 7-Eleven, you'll see the stickers that say, you know, our Slurpees are melted by noon.
Yeah, man.
What? Oh, keep them all, you know, Slurpee longer.
Hey, I understand them, though. It's a challenge, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Either get here or you get liquid.
Which, and also, can I tell you this? That's fine, too.
Yeah.
I love that flavor.
Yeah, Slurpee liquid? Oh, man.
Slurpee liquid, if I had my way.
It's right up there with spit.
Well, now, wait, you're not drinking spit, are you?
Nah, well, I mean, every day, usually.
Well, but your own spit.
Yeah.
Don't.
I'm not saying I'm out here taste testing spit from other people.
That's how it sounded to
me. Yeah, I mean, well, no. I'm swallowing my own spit.
Good.
Don't
Thank
you
God.
Swallow your own spit?
I swallow it all the time, but I was so worried for a second that you were going to catch a cold by swallowing someone else's spit.
No, man, I'm not putting spit in wine glasses and this one is from France.
Thank God.
It's my own spirit.
I'm a worrier, Chris. You know, I worry about
you
what, your health.
You are a You got to really chill on that,
I
man.
I know. I just want everyone to be healthy.
Yeah, well, that's a false hope.
Well, I can say, hey it's still my hope.
Yeah, and that's why we love you, Jot.
Because all I can hope for is everyone to be healthy. Chris, well, now, look, before we get out here, do you have anything to plug?
Oh, man. Red said it on Twitter. Chris Red is on Instagram. They should be the same, but they're not. Chris Red on online. Find me. I do shows all the time over all around the city of L.A. and all around the globe of the world.
What are you playing? The Egypts?
I'm playing the Egyptian pyramids 2020. I'm going to be out there. It's me, a sharper, a magician. And some sand, and we are going to fucking tear shit up.
I saw that sand at the Improv recently. And
he
was
dry as hell.
It's a lot of work getting through his set. I'll say that.
Oh my God, dry.
All right, well, take a look for Chris Red out there, and everyone else. Good luck out there.
Keep it gangster.